You're listening to the Who Cares News for Thursday, November 14th, 2019. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Thursday.
Happy my Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Random facts for you today.
All right. Let's do it.
In polo, it's been illegal to hold your mallet in your left hand since 1974 because if two right-handed people are charging at a ball from opposite directions, the horses won't collide. But if a righty and a lefty are, the horses will hit each other.
Oh.
So everybody has to hit with the right hand. Ebola is capitalized because it's named after the Ebola River in Africa, in the Dominican Republic of the Congo. I did not know that. I did not know that.
Ebola.
Ebola.
Salute.
The first basketball was a soccer ball. When the game was first being played in the late 1890s, that was the best option available because, you know, Spalding hadn't made the basketball yet. So.
Okay.
Yep. But you know that darn
it doesn't
soccer
bounce.
That darn soccer's, but yeah, it does. Bounces okay.
Not like a basketball. Well, that's true.
But, yeah.
It does, but not like a basketball.
But the point is, soccer's been around longer than just anything. Jerry Maguire made $5.5 million during its fourth week in theaters in January of 1997, and it was still the number one movie.
Huh.
No other movie has been number one with a box office total that low. $5.5 million. That can't be right. I don't know. You know, back in the day, I mean, you know.
If they adjust for inflation.
$5.5 million. I think that movie gained great cult status after everybody saw it on cable versus, you know, going to the movies. So there you go. All right. Some random facts.
Well, I feel better now.
There you go. All right. It is time for the Who Cares News. What's going on today?
There's a very good reason why Tom Hanks never plays bad guys.
Why is that?
It's because he's not a bad guy.
I don't think he'd be very believable as a bad guy either.
I wouldn't.
You know?
So in an interview with the New York Times, Tom says, it's because I never get them because bad guys, by and large, require some degree of malevolence that I don't think I can fake.
I don't know. He's a pretty damn good actor.
I know.
I think he could fake some of that.
Because he's Tom F. and Hanks.
But, you know, I think back to Castaway, when he probably had his darkest screen moments, when he was just frustrated beyond all belief because he thought he was going to die on that island. And it's like, he played that so well.
Because he's a good actor.
I know, right? But
because he's Tom Hanks.
He is probably the best choice to have played Mr. Rogers.
I think so.
I can't wait to see that movie, as a matter of fact.
Won't you be my neighbor?
I'm going to come away from there. I'm going to, like, my mascara will have run because I've been tearing up for the whole damn movie.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be choked up. I'm not going to be able to talk. I'm going to be verklempt.
I just know whatever it is, it's going to be great.
I hope so.
It's going to be
great. I hope it isn't like this flop thing where it's like, oh, who cares?
First off, he doesn't do those movies. And,
he's done some movies where people don't go, but I mean, most of the time, we like to see him.
But that's just because maybe they're just not interested in the thing.
Yeah.
It didn't mean that he's not good.
Oh, no,
he's very good.
Tom Hanks is good in anything he does.
Yes,
he's good as David S. Pumpkins on Saturday Night Live. I love that character.
So Tom added that he recognized a long time ago that he doesn't instill fear in anybody.
No, can't be afraid of Tom Hanks. No. Everybody's dad, everybody's brother, everybody's husband. Yeah.
Well, he also gave advice on how to be a good parent.
Okay.
So he says the only thing really I think eventually a parent can do is say, I love you. There's nothing you can do wrong. You cannot hurt my feelings. I hope you will forgive me on occasion. And what do you need me to do?
That's very Tom Hanks. I see him zipping up the red sweater and changing into the sneakers and singing, Won't You Be My Neighbor? I can't wait.
You can see that because it's been on a promo.
Well, that's true, too. That is true, too. But whatever.
And apparently Ben Affleck does not have to stretch too far for his next movie role.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not called Drive Through.
At the Jack in the Box. Boy, I'm sure Jack in the Box would have been happy to do a little product placement in that movie. Bag of tacos.
It's not called Rehab. And it's not called, I'm sorry, I would not like something to drink. But yeah, I really would. The Way Back.
Okay, that's what it's called?
Yep, it's been released and it shows been playing, wait for it.
Yeah.
An alcoholic struggling to hold it together.
Wow, stretch. He was doing some method acting.
Method act. That's,
a couple of weeks back when he was walking slow.
Yeah.
Remember that? Slow walking.
Yeah, it's
with
slow
the mask
walking.
On. Slow walking.
So that's all this was. Was, you know, of course, method
acting
research.
Yeah.
So, because, you know, when you do method acting, you immerse. It's immersive.
Then you need the Jack in the Box. Okay? I'm just saying.
And the alcohol. All right. So Ben's character plays a coach for his high school alma mater's basketball team.
Okay.
He's struggling with addiction following a tragic loss.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there has to be a tragic loss.
No, well, yeah, because you got to have a reason.
And he's seen drinking on the job and guzzling vodka.
Great. First, it's not a stretch, but the other part of this is it toxic for him to do this part?
You
know,
well,
it's not been a long time.
True, but he's not drinking on the movie.
Yeah, that's true.
He's drinking.
You're giving him water.
I figured out a long time ago that vodka is the same color as water.
It is, isn't it? It didn't take me very long to figure that out because, you know, vodka's my best friend. But apparently it was maybe too much of a best friend for Ben back in the day.
Well,
before the rehab.
Later in the trailer, the character is carried out of bars.
No, just like
falling
Ben.
Falling downstairs.
Just like Ben.
And crashing his car into another parked vehicle.
Wow, not good.
It doesn't mention anything about Jack in the Box drive-thrus.
Or walking slow with a
or
mask
her
on.
Or slow walking with mask
on. Slow walking,
on.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah.
And introducing slow walking with mask on. So he says, so proud of this one and the incredible team behind it.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he tweeted along with the trailer.
Yeah.
The Way Back debuts in theaters this March.
I'm not getting ready to run out to see that any faster than I did to see him as Batman. So
far away, though.
I am not. I don't know. I'm not a Ben Affleck fan. I don't know. I don't know how that works anymore.
He was Sexiest Man Alive one time.
Who cares? So is Blake Shelton. You know who's the sexiest woman alive? Doggone it.
Oh.
Halle Berry.
Wonder.
Halle Berry. And I don't need no damn People magazine to tell me that. She's got them six-pack abs this week.
Her and her six-pack.
You got it. All right. That's it for us. I mean, that's plenty.
That's plenty.
We're done. Stick us with a fork. Back tomorrow. See you then. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.